Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Fort Pierce Inlet's North Jetty, now a state park that attracts surfers from around the world, almost became a gated community. That was four decades ago. A developer tried to buy the land from the owners, who were leasing it to the county for use as a park. Surfers, fishermen, beachgoers, and neighbors collected 10,000 petition signatures, and ultimately, the state bought the land and preserved public access.
Just get a new board?
Yeah,
surf shop owner Spunky Strunk was a young surfer involved in the effort to save the land from development.
We saw it possibly turning into another Sewell's Point, which would have been a gated community with no access.
Is that what they were planning?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Private development, single-family residences with no access.
I'm in your surf shop. Amid all these photos of waves all over the world, there's a poster, Save Our Beaches, 1973 poster, used to save North Beach from private developers. It shows a high wall and what looks like a medieval castle behind it.
Those are actually like sidewalks that are one stacked one behind the other with what we saw as these encroaching condominiums being built upon the North Beach areas.
In other words, it's kind of like a wave that's made of concrete.
Exactly.
Was that your favorite surfing spot?
Oh, it still remains my favorite. I try not to leave St. Lucie County unless I fly to Nicaragua. The jetty is so accommodating, and it has been for 40-plus years that I've been here. And the camaraderie, that's the other thing that's so great about this local break, is the guys that have been surfing here have continued to surf for decades. There's a very good ambiance out there, and it's home.
What kind of opposition did you face back then?
We didn't have any direct attack from developers. They didn't take us seriously, and I felt that they just figured they'd roll right over us. What people need to understand in St. Lucie County is that the beaches are their greatest asset. We don't have industry. We don't have a lot of internal ability to create jobs, but the beaches are our diamond in the rough. St. Lucie County had the foresight to retain as much beachfront property for the citizens, and I think that's quite an accomplishment.
Let's say you had not gotten organized, and the developer, and it was a single developer, had gone through with his plans. How would the area be different?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that just yesterday. Had that fallen into, let's say, a private community, without access, that inlet, even though it's man-made, it's one of the top 10 breaks within the state of Florida. And if we had no opportunity to gain access to that, I know I myself wouldn't be here 40 years later. Vero Beach doesn't offer any significant surf breaks. Sebastian does. Stewart has a few breaks, but not as incredibly defined as North Beach.
Do you surf every day?
Well, if the opportunity presents itself, I have a sign behind the counter that says closed, gone surfing. So if it's epic, of course, I need to be a businessman for most of the time, but tried and true, I'm a surfer first, a businessman second.
I'm looking at a picture of a young surfer. It says it's 1973 in the Bahamas. He has long blonde hair.
I refer to that as my picture BC, before children. Five children will cause you to lose most of your hair.
If you could surf anywhere in the world, where would you go?
You know, I'm pretty content right here. It gives me everything I need, and quickly approaching 60, I'm not looking to break any new barriers. I've surfed pretty much all over the world except deep Pacific.
That was surfer and businessman Spunky Strunk. For 88.9 FM, this is Janie Gould.